Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There was some talk going around yesterday about city parks possibly being used as temporary burial sites. It started with a member of the city council, but it ended with the mayor, as John Montone reports this morning.
With refrigerated morgue trucks parked outside city hospitals and funeral parlors, Mark Levine, chairman of the council's health committee, told 1010 Winds, if the city is faced with the gruesome reality of temporary burials, trenches for caskets could be dug in city parks. Not happening, says the mayor.
There will never, ever be anything like quote-unquote mass graves or mass interment in New York City, ever.
Appearing on New York One, the mayor said, hopefully we can concentrate on saving lives. Later, Councilman Levine backed off his claim, again, on 1010 Winds.
I don't want people to think that Central Park and Washington Square Park are going to be turned over into cemeteries.
If temporary burial plots are needed, they will likely be on Hart Island in the Bronx, home of a large public cemetery that was used during the Spanish flu of 1918. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.